نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها آمين يا رب العالمين سورة الحجر beginning of juz 14 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حجر means the valley of stone. This valley was inhabited by the tribe of Thamud who carved palaces and dwellings out of the rock, and they are mentioned in the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alif Lam Ra Alif Lam Ra Tilka ayatul kitabi wa Qur'anin mubin. These are the verses of the book and a clear Qur'an. Perhaps those who disbelieve will wish that they had been Muslims. Let them eat and enjoy themselves and be diverted by false hope, for they are going to know. And we did not destroy any city, but that for it was a known decree. No nation will precede its term, nor will they remain thereafter. And they say, O you upon whom the message has been sent down, indeed you are mad. Why do you not bring us angels, if you should be among the truthful? We do not send down the angels, Allah says, except with truth. And they, meaning the disbelievers, would not then be reprieved. This truth meaning that the conclusion is going to come of this world. The angels will only descend to mete out punishment. Allah says, it is indeed we who sent down the message, the Quran, and indeed we will be its guardian. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, dhikr, the message, the reminder. Indeed, we are the ones who have sent down the reminder. Inna lahu lahafizun. And indeed, we will for it be surely those who guard. Allah will be its guardian. Allah will protect the Quran. The Quran has never changed since the moment it was revealed on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a single letter, not a single phonetic marker, nothing has changed. And this in and of itself is the greatest miracle, that the Quran is the truth. This is evidence that the Quran is the truth. There are no different versions of the Quran. Like the other holy books that were sent down before, they have changed. And now there are multiple versions of those books. But the Quran doesn't have different versions. Yes, it's been translated into many languages, multiple languages, because people want to understand the Quran. And they begin with the translation, but that translation, any translation, is only an attempt to understand the meaning of the words. The original words are simply powerful. Subhanallah. And there are not any other words in any other language to truly express the beauty and power of the Quran. The beauty and power of the Quran is in its original language. But know this and imagine that people who accept Islam, who revert back to Islam, often simply read a translation of the Quran. Even the translation has that much power, because that is the truth. It is the truth. And Allah has preserved it. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ فِي شِيعِ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And we had certainly sent messengers before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among the sects of the former peoples. And no messenger would come to them, except that they ridiculed him. Allah is telling the Prophet, peace be upon him, that this is not new. The way he is being treated is not new. And remember, the first time the Prophet ﷺ received wahi, his wife Khadija radiallahu anha took him to her cousin, who was a Christian monk, Waraqa bin Nawfal, and he warned the Prophet ﷺ that whenever someone has come with what you have come with, his own people have turned against him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was very surprised at that. But that is exactly how it occurred. And Allah is telling him here, and no messenger would come to them except that they ridiculed him. Thus do we insert it, meaning the denial, into the hearts of the criminals. So why do people ridicule? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already turned their hearts away from the truth. Because Allah knows that they are not going to believe. Allah says they will not believe in it, while there has already occurred the precedent of the former peoples. And even if we opened to them a gate from the heaven, and they continued therein to ascend, to go up, they would say, our eyes have only been dazzled. Rather, we are a people affected by magic. So Allah says, no matter what happens, even if Allah opens a door to the heavens and He makes them rise up, they will not believe. Allah says, and we have placed within the heaven great stars and have beautified it for the observers. وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا وَزَيَّنَّاهَا لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. And we have protected it from every devil expelled from the mercy of Allah, except one who steals a hearing and is pursued by a clear burning flame. Allah has placed great stars, and there are multiple reasons for that. Allah says that they are to decorate the sky, to make the night sky beautiful for us, astounding for us, sparkling. Allah has made that so that we would enjoy looking at it and praise Him. Allah has also made the stars a way for us to gauge our direction when we're traveling. And then He has made the stars a way to protect the skies, to protect the heavens. So when we see the shooting stars or the flames coming out of the stars, they are actually shooting out at the devils, the jinn, the shayateen, who rise up to the heavens to hear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the angels, what is happening up in the heavens. And the kahin, the soothsayers on this earth, use those devils to go up to the sky and snatch some information and give that information to the soothsayers or the kahins. And they sell that piece of news in return to poor unsuspecting people who think that these men, these criminals, actually have the ability to see the unseen and they know the unseen. Subhanallah, and all this is black magic. This is how black magic works. The soothsayers, these kafirin, they use the jinns, the devils, to snatch pieces of information. So people go to them and they think that the soothsayers can tell them information about the future and can affect their lives. Subhanallah. May Allah keep us free from all kinds of shirk. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created the stars for astrology. Astrology is forbidden in Islam. The belief that these stars have a real influence in the sense that they create events and evil is major shirk, shirk akbar. Because whoever claims that there is another creator alongside Allah is a mushrik in the sense of major shirk. For he is regarding a created thing that is subjugated as a creator which subjugates. A hadith in Sahih Bukhari states, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah created these stars for three purposes, to adorn the heavens, to stone the devils, and as signs by which to navigate. Whoever seeks anything else in them is mistaken and does not benefit from them, and he is wasting his time and effort in seeking something of which he has no knowledge. Astronomy, however, is allowed in Islam because it is simply the study of the positions and movements of the stars. The basic principle is that whoever believes that one thing is a cause of another, when Allah has not made it so, is overstepping the mark and not acknowledging Allah as He should be acknowledged, because the one who makes things happen is Allah alone. For example, if a person seeks healing from a piece of string tied around his wrist and says, I believe that healing is in the hand of Allah, and this string is simply the means, we would say to him, you have saved yourself from major shirk, but you have fallen into lesser shirk, because Allah has not made string a clear means of healing. We must take those clear means of healing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and provided for us in this dunya. Another narration related in Bukhari and Muslim says, from Al-Juhani, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led us in Fajr prayer at Al-Hudaybiyah, following rainfall during the night. When he had finished praying, he turned to the people and said, do you know what your Lord has said? They said, Allah and His Messenger know best, as was their custom. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, this morning one of my slaves became a believer in me, and one became a disbeliever. As for the one who said, we have been given rain by virtue of Allah and His mercy, he is a believer in me, and a disbeliever in the stars. But as for the one who said, we have been given rain by such and such star, he is a disbeliever in me, and a believer in the stars. Meaning what? The one who attributes rain to the stars is saying that the stars caused rain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and it is reported in Sahih Muslim, whoever goes to or approaches a fortune teller and asks him about anything, his daily prayers, the five daily prayers, will not be accepted for 40 days, 1 month and 10 days. A Sahih Hadith, subhanallah. May Allah save us from all kinds of weak iman and shirk. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. والأرض مددناها وألقينا فيها رواسيا وأنبتنا فيها من كل شيء موزون. And the earth, Allah says in Surah Al-Hijr, we have spread it and cast therein firmly set mountains and caused to grow therein something of every well-balanced thing. And we have made for you therein means of living and for those for whom you are not providers. Creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we provide for the birds that come out every morning chirping? Do we provide for the squirrels we see in our backyards? Do we provide for the fish in the ocean? Or the birds who fly above on the beaches, sweeping down to catch those very fish? No, it is Allah. And there is not a thing, but that with us, Allah, are its depositories, and we do not send it down except according to a known measure. All the treasure, all the risk we have, everything descends from above. Allah says, and we have sent the fertilizing winds and sent down water from the sky and given you drink from it, and you are not its retainers. The water cycle that we have studied about in science, the wind cycle, everything, all of it is a design of Allah, and it works in sync and without pause. Subhanallah. Allah says, the water that you drink, it comes down from Allah. And the water settles down on earth just enough, just deep enough so we can draw it out of wells. If it was deeper than that, we would not have been able to do so except with a great amount of hardship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distills that water for us. The water that rises as vapor, and then it is distilled, it becomes purified and falls down as rain, and comes down running down the mountains in pure streams. It is from Allah. Allah sends down and settles the water in just the right amount of quantities. Allah says, and it is we who give life and cause death surely, and we are the inheritor. When everything dies, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will inherit it. Allah will remain after all the creation has passed away. And we have already known the preceding generations among you, and we have already known the later ones to come. And indeed your Lord will gather them. Indeed He is wise and knowing. And we did certainly create man out of clay from an altered black mud. And the jinn we created before from scorching fire. And mention O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when your Lord said to the angels, I will create a human being out of clay from an altered black mud. And when I have proportioned him and breathed into him of my created soul, then fall down to him in prostration, meaning the element of life, the soul is the element of life which Allah has created for that body. This is not his own spirit or part of himself, as some people mistakenly believe. So then Allah ordered them, then fall down to him, Adam alayhi salam, in prostration. So the angels prostrated, all of them entirely, except Iblis. He refused to be with those who prostrated. Allah said, O Iblis, what is the matter with you, that you are not with those who prostrate to sajda? He said, never would I prostrate to a human whom you created out of clay from an altered black mud. Iblis did not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thought he was better because of arrogance, and then he was jealous. That caused him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not love Allah, he loved himself. So Allah said, then get out of it, meaning from your position in the heavens. For indeed, you are expelled. For innaka rajim. Rajim means the one who expelled far away from the mercy of Allah. Allah says, and indeed upon you is a curse until the day of recompense. He said, my Lord, then reprieve me until the day they are resurrected. Allah said, so indeed you are of those reprieved until the day of the time well known. So even at that time, they all knew that the earth is going to stop existing at some point. Iblis said, my Lord, because you have put me in error, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them, meaning mankind on earth, and I will mislead them all except among them your chosen servants. Look at his words. He says, Qala Rabbi, Rabb. He calls Allah Rabb, and yet has this audacity to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then openly challenge. Who can challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But he wants to take his revenge on the creation of Allah, because nobody can take revenge on Allah. So this is his way of taking revenge upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this very idea. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah make us humble. Ameen. And he forgive us. Ameen. All of our arrogance. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. But Iblis also acknowledged that he will not have any authority over the chosen servants of Allah. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ Mukhlas is someone who has been chosen for their sincerity. Allah says, قَالَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ عَلَيَّ مُسْتَقِيمٌ Allah said, this is a path of return to me that is straight. And then he said, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانٌ Indeed, my servants, no authority will you have over them, except those who follow you of the deviators. And indeed, hell is a promised place for them all. Remember something. If Allah has accepted this challenge on our behalf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us, because we are accepting this challenge on the behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The very fact that once a year, a whole entire month is devoted to His servants, where Allah locks up every single devil, is enough to know that we are going to overcome, inshallah. We will be successful, inshallah. Allah says, only the people who actively choose to follow Satan and his followers are going to be the ones who will be thrown into hell along with Iblis. Allah says, hell, it has 7 gates. For every gate is of them, meaning Satan's followers, a portion designated. Indeed, the righteous will be within gardens and springs, having been told, enter it in peace, safe and secure, and we will remove whatever is in their breasts of resentment. So they will be brothers on thrones, facing each other. Any resentment that they might have for each other, Allah will remove it on that day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love each other. Shall I show you something that if you did, you would love each other? He said, spread peace between yourselves. Salam. Say salam to each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also reported to have said, a believer cannot hate another believer. So really, what is the point? Let's forgive and forget. May Allah enter us in Jannah with ease and quickly. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah says, and we will remove whatever is in their breasts of resentment, so they will be brothers on thrones facing each other. No fatigue will touch them therein, nor from it they will ever be removed. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform my servants that it is I that it is I who am the forgiving, the merciful, and that it is my punishment which is the painful punishment. Allah says, Nabbi ibadi, anni anal ghafurur rahim, wa anna azabi huwal azabul alim. Two aspects, two sides. Which one do we want to inspire in Allah? Allah has written mercy upon Himself. Kataba ala nafsihi rahma. We would really be the most unfortunate if we would, through our behavior, inspire the anger of Allah. May Allah save us from His anger. We seek refuge in Allah from His anger. Ameen. Only the truly lost will be the ones who are sent to the azab, sent to the punishment. May Allah forgive us and secure us and our families till the end of time. Ameen. Allah says, وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and inform them about the guests of Abraham. When they entered upon him and said, Peace, Salam, Abraham said, Indeed, we are fearful, apprehensive of you. The angel said, Fear not. Indeed, we give you good news of a learned boy. When these guests came, Ibrahim alayhi salam thought that they were human beings. But when they did not touch the food that he brought for them, he was fearful, because that was unusual. And then they told him that they are angels sent from Allah, and they have come there to give them good news of a learned boy, Bighulamin Alim, from his first wife, Sarah alayhi salam. He, Ibrahim alayhi salam, said, Have you given me good tidings, although old age has come upon me? Then of what wonder do you inform? They said, We have given you good news in truth, so do not be of the despairing. He said, And who despairs of the mercy of his Lord, except for those astray? What a beautiful reply. This old man, very old man, with a wife who has always been barren for years, and she herself has reached old age, he says, وَمَنْ يَقْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا الظَّالُونَ. Who despairs of the mercy of his Lord, except for those who are astray? Meaning, a person would be truly misguided to ever lose hope in Allah. And the Quran does that for us. Alhamdulillah, it gives us hope. It tells us what is going to happen in the future, yet it gives us hope. It teaches us to believe in the unseen. To have tawakkul, trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that He is capable of anything. So the best thing is to do what? To make Allah your ally. And how do we do that? To become an ally, a wali of Allah. By having taqwa, by fearing Allah. So this impossible, seemingly impossible news, good news was given to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah. Abraham said, Then what is your business here, O messengers? Meaning, you would not have come just to give me this news. They said, Indeed, we have been sent to a people of criminals, except the family of Lot, Lut alayhi salam, who was Ibrahim alayhi salam's nephew. Indeed, we will save them all except his wife. We, meaning Allah, decreed that she is of those who remain behind. Why? Because she collaborated with the evildoers. And when the messengers came to the family of Lot, He said, Indeed, you are people unknown. They said, But we have come to you with that about which they were disputing, meaning their practice of homosexuality. And the angel said, And we have come to you with truth, and indeed we are truthful. So set out with your family, they were addressing Lut alayhi salam, during a portion of the night, and follow behind them, and let not anyone among you look back, and continue on to where you are commanded. Allah says, And we conveyed to him the decree of that matter, that those sinners would be eliminated by early morning. And the people of the city came rejoicing, because they thought that there were young, handsome men visiting the house of Lut alayhi salam, and they were known for their criminal act of rape. Subhanallah, a city gone completely astray and insane. Allah says, Lot said, Indeed, these are my guests, so do not shame me. And fear Allah, and do not disgrace me. They, the people of the town, said, Have we not forbidden you from protecting people? Lot said, These are my daughters, meaning they are lawful for marriage, if you would be doers of lawful marriage. By your life, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, indeed they were, in their intoxication, wandering blindly. so the shriek sees them at sunrise. And we made the highest part of the city its lowest, and rained upon them stones of hard clay. Indeed, in that are signs for those who discern. And indeed they, meaning those cities, are situated on an established road. People frequent these ruins all the time. Allah says, indeed, in that is a sign for the believers. What is that sign? Remember, in the earlier ayah, in ayah number 49, Allah says, Nabbi ibadi anni anal ghafuru rahim. Nabbi ibadi. Nabbi naba'a means some very important news, crucial news that must be announced. Allah says, tell my servants, ibadi, my slaves, anni anal ghafuru rahim. I am very forgiving, continuously merciful. And Allah blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam with the same angels who came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave good news to Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Allah also says, Nabbi ibadi, tell my servants, wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. Tell them that my azab, it is a very painful azab, a continuously painful azab. Because right after that Allah says, wa nabbi hum, give them this important news. Naba'a again, he uses this word, give them this important news of the guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam were the angels. They came with two opposing tasks. On the one hand, they gave this amazing news to Ibrahim alayhi salam of a beautiful, learned, pious son. On the other hand, they went ahead, just a little ways off, to destroy the city completely of those who disbelieved and of those who were intoxicated by their wantonness. This is a sign for the believer. Which attribute of Allah do I want to inspire? And it is imperative that we recognize both of these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our salvation comes from that. Allah then says, "Wa in kana ashabul aikati la zalimin," and the companions of the thicket, meaning the people of Madian, were also wrongdoers. So he took retribution from them, and indeed both cities are on a clear highway. And certainly did the companions of Al-Hijr, meaning the Thamud, deny the messengers. And we gave them our signs, but from them they were turning away. And they used to carve from the mountains houses feeling secure, but the shriek seized them at early morning, so nothing availed them from what they used to earn. And we have not created the heavens and the earth, and that between them except in truth. And indeed the hour is coming, so forgive with gracious forgiveness. فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ صَفَحَ. Page, to turn the page. Why are all these stories being repeated? Why is the Prophet being reminded of them? Because people are abusing him, subhanallah. People are calling him a sorcerer, a madman, a majnoon, someone who has learned from people of the book and simply wants money and power. They accused him of every single thing except the truth, for which he was known amongst them for years. Allah says, look at the past people and remember that they were completely destroyed. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When criminals refuse to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them. Allah is consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Quraysh, the ones who are making fun of him, mocking him, they will rue that day as well. But Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you, as far as you are concerned, just let it go. فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. Turn over the page as if you cannot even see the writing on the previous page. Forgive them, overlook them in the most beautiful manner. Al-Jamil. Jamil in Arabic means beautiful, with gracious forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. And when we do that, when we graciously forgive people and overlook their faults, despite the fact that they might continue to bother us, it is Allah who takes in His hands the situation. All situations are always in Allah's hands. But can we take our revenge? No. Can we change people's hearts so that they will love us? No. If you want your enemy to become your closest friend, you have to remove evil with good. This is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَاسْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمِ. Indeed, your Lord, He is the knowing creator. He knows all of His creation. He recognizes them. And we have certainly given you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 7 of the often repeated verses and the great Quran. This is a reference to Surah Al-Fatiha. So Allah says, now that you have the 7 oft repeated verses, if you have Surah Al-Fatiha and you have the great Quran, wal Quran al-Azim, Allah says, do not extend your eyes toward that by which we have given enjoyment to certain categories of them, the disbelievers, and do not grieve over them, and lower your wing, that is, show kindness to the believers. Remember in Surah Yunus, we learned Allah says that this Quran is a mercy of Allah. It is a fadl of Allah. And then He says, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. You should exult in the Quran because that is better than anything else that people collect. But do we really perceive that? That if I have the Quran, then I'm the richest person in the world? Imagine this. Imagine your favorite copy of the Quran, in which you have lovingly placed notes and highlighted some ayat and placed some du'as. Imagine, subhanallah, if it was lost one day and you couldn't find it, you had misplaced it, put it somewhere and you couldn't find it. How worried would you be? What if you lost your favorite ring, your favorite gold ring, or your favorite silver ring, the one that you loved the most, the one that you collected money and you bought specially, or the one that was an anniversary gift from your spouse? What if that was lost? How would I feel? What would my feelings be? Will we feel like this ayah? When Allah says, do not extend your eyes toward that by which we have given enjoyment to certain categories of them, the disbelievers, and do not grieve over them, because you have what? Allah says, and we have certainly given you 7 of the oft-repeated verses, Surah Al-Fatiha and the great Quran. That is enough for us not to look for worldly pleasures, for worldly benefit. It's nothing in comparison to the Quran. Allah says, and lower your wing, show kindness to the believers. Ignore the disbelievers. Be gracious and forgive them, but be kind to believers. Why does Allah say that here? Sometimes we become so entrenched in defending ourselves from all kinds of attacks that we fail to see our real friends, those around us who really do value us and who really do support us. And they believe like we do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn your attention instead to the believers. Have some positive action in your life. In essence, ignore negativity and come to the positive. Surround yourself with people who will make you feel good, who will support you, who will encourage you. Allah then says, and say, indeed I am the clear warner, just as we had revealed scriptures to the separators, meaning the Jews and the Christians who separated from the teachings of their prophets. Subhanallah, Allah says, they are al-muqtasimeen. They have separated from their teachings. Al-lazina ja'alu al-Qur'ana aydeen. Who have made the Quran into portions, meaning they accept part of the Quran and they reject other parts of the Quran according to their own inclinations. Do we do that? Allah has brought this up before as well. Subhanallah, do we do this? Do we accept part of the Quran and not the others? Do we want to be called the separators? So by your Lord, Allah says, we will surely question them all about what they used to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take an easy account of us. Ameen. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. And may He forgive our mistakes and our weaknesses. Ameen. Allah says, then declare what you are commanded and turn away from the polytheists. Indeed, we are sufficient for you against the mockers who make equal with Allah another deity. But they are going to know, and we already know that your breast is constrained by what they say. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. So what is the solution? So exalt Allah with praise of your Lord and be of those who prostrate to Him. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ and worship your Rabb. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ and worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty, meaning death. That is all. That is all the Prophet ﷺ could do. To declare what he has been commanded, to relay the Quran, the true message, turn away from people, concentrate on the believers, and then continuously worship Allah. Do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Keep his tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah and be of those who do sajda. Why sajda? وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. To show humility before Allah, acceptance of the will, the command of Allah, and acceptance of the decree of the events that were taking place, because everything was in the command, in the hand of, and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And because in sajda, a person is closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says to him, just continue to worship him until the certainty comes, that is death. This is all we can do. And this is all what the Prophet ﷺ did. And then Allah gave him victory like no other.